With your news, I'm Elizabeth Charles. Finance Minister Rolston Anglin met with the UK's Office for Budget Responsibility in London during joint ministerial council meetings. Joined by Governor Jane Owen and senior officials, he outlined Cayman's budget process, which combines forecasts from the Economics and Statistics Office, the Independent Revenue Unit, and all ministries. The OBR praised the approach, offering ongoing advice and will share resources to strengthen Cayman's forecasting team. Minister Anglin welcomed the collaboration, stressing transparency and accuracy in public finances, and said the partnership will help build public trust in government projects. Well, yesterday we told you a little bit about the mosquito-borne illnesses that are coming up. They are becoming a bigger problem for the region, prompting a new public health travel advisory for folks in Cayman. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller reports more on this.
Arboviral infections are mosquito-borne illnesses like dengue, chikungunya, and Zika. At the end of November, the Health Ministry issued a public health travel advisory to highlight growing concerns related to an outbreak of leptospirosis in Jamaica following the passage of Hurricane Melissa. That advisory has now been updated to include arboviral infections following increased cases in Cuba that will remain in effect until at least January 30th. So if you're traveling to Cuba, Jamaica, Brazil, Panama, Honduras, and Costa Rica, you're encouraged to practice, quote, enhanced precautions like wearing protective clothing, using mosquito repellents with DEET, and using window screens or mosquito nets. If you're returning to Cayman from one of these countries, make sure to keep an eye out for symptoms of these types of infections, which occur between 3 and 15 days after infection, like a high fever, rash, headache, vomiting, and joint pain. Testing is free at Public Health. I'm Carsley Fuller.
To date, there have been no confirmed cases of any arboviral infection in Cayman for 2025. You're invited to The Promise of Bethlehem, Starlight retelling of the Christmas story.
The Starlight program has been gradually built up over the past 12 years. The aim of the program is to provide instrumental tuition for musically gifted students who would not otherwise have the opportunity to learn.
House Speaker, the Honorable Ezard Miller, was thoroughly impressed after catching Starlight's recent recital at the public library.
And they had a little guy, probably, I don't think he's any more than 6 or 7, he's only a year high, but he played a song on the piano, the way his little fingers just danced over the keyboards.
Marius Gaina tells Radio Cayman the Starlight program is his organization, K-Musica's very own, quote, music factory, where young musicians are initiated, nurtured, and polished.
After their wonderful recital at the library last month, these talented students are ready to share festive cheer and say Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays through music.
The show is Sunday at 6 p.m. at St. George's Anglican Church. And finally, Cabinet is looking to update a series of prison laws. We're going to have more on this info for you in this evening's 6 p.m. news, so make sure you tune back in for that. That's it for your local news. I'm Elizabeth Charles. Now over to BBC for the latest happenings around the globe.
BBC News with Debbie Russ. Ukraine is to receive a $100 billion boost from the European Union following a late-night agreement. President Zelensky said it signalled to Russia that Ukraine was financially supported and there was no point in continuing the war. But President Putin said there could only be peace on his terms. Ukraine's security service says it's used aerial drones to attack a tanker from Russia's shadow fleet in the Mediterranean for the first time. Separately, Turkey says it believes a drone that crashed just south of the Black Sea appeared to be Russian. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has warned against the Black Sea becoming an area of confrontation between Russia and Ukraine. The interim government in Bangladesh has called for calm after rioting broke out in several cities. It was linked to the death of a young politician a week ago. A court in Germany has sentenced a man to 8.5 years in prison for drugging and raping his wife and filming the abuse. Recordings of the assaults were shared in group chats and internet platforms. The US Justice Department is expected to release several hundred thousand pages of documents related to the late sex offender Jeffrey Epstein in the coming hours. The Deputy Attorney General said it would only be a partial release, but many more would follow in the coming weeks. Three people have died in Taiwan in an attack on Taipei's main station involving smoke bombs. Reports say the 27-year-old attacker set off the bombs and Molotov cocktails before stabbing at least 8 people. A Paris court has rejected a request by the French government to suspend the website of the Chinese retailer Shein. It had caused uproar by selling sex dolls resembling children. That's the latest world news from the BBC.